This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we got a little bit of news here. It's a little distressing. BLM Land, which is Bureau of Land Management, they want to cut back and really limit camping and boondocking on the 245 million acres that they have.
Wow.
There's a bill in front of Congress. Congress hasn't done anything on the bill yet, but that bill is pending. Just wanted to let you know. And guess what is one of the reasons?
What? I bet I know, but go ahead.
Yeah. The trash that is left on the land, people emptying their tanks on BLM land, and just trashing the place.
Amazing. That's so sad.
People like that shouldn't RV.
They make it worse for the rest of the people that aren't like that.
I know, exactly. It's a small group of people that does that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it may have ruined it for all of us.
Mm.
And, you know, the sad thing about it is Walmart used to allow a lot of RV boondocking each night in their parking lot. A lot of them now will not let you do that. And the reason?
The trash.
Trash all over the place.
People are just so disrespectful.
Yeah, they are.
And they're just, you know, really, there's a rule where you should leave a place the same as you went into it, if not better.
Right. And this guy in one of the camps that we're going to be in very shortly, who has an unbelievable setup of solar on his Class A motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know he does a lot of boondocking.
Yeah.
And I want to meet this guy and interview him because you talk about a solar rig. I mean, this guy will be able to tell you everything and anything, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, hey, we had a really interesting thing happen to us when we left Bishop, California, and we were heading down to Palm Springs. We were going down 395, and there's really not too many gas stations that you can fuel up at, but we found one, and we pull in, and as we were pulling out, this lady starts running after us.
Yeah, I said, stop, she needs to tell us something. Something must be wrong.
Yeah, and that's, I thought we left one of our doors open, and, you know, maybe fuel spilling out, I don't know.
But what was really funny was when we had stopped, because I had made sandwiches ahead of time, and I pulled my sandwich out of the refrigerator while you were pumping gas. So I was kind of eating, and so I was finishing it up as we were leaving, and I had a mouthful of food. And she's running over to us, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I can't just start talking to her. But luckily, it wasn't that bad. So anyway, so I open the door. She comes running over, and she says, I know who you are. I listen to your podcasts. It was really fun. It was really cute.
We were really amazed. It was Debbie and Ernie. They listened to our podcast, and she had sent us an email back in March about how they have traveled before they had kids, when they had kids, and now after they've had kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids are gone.
Yeah.
So We got to get together with them sometime.
We do.
That would make for a really good podcast.
Of course, I invited her in because there were trucks going by, and I said, right. Come on in. It was loud. She came in and closed the door,
didn't have any shoes on.
No, and it was really cute because all of a sudden she says, oh my gosh, I didn't even have time to put shoes on. She was in her socks.
Right.
She says, I'm in my socks. She ran across the parking lot in her socks at the truck stop. So that was really, really cool. That was really sweet of her. And
it was really nice.
And of course,
nice
her
people.
Husband, you know, her husband had gone in and he came back to the RV and he had to have thought, where is she? She's not in here.
Right, exactly.
Because she was in with us.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It's like, because on the back of our RV, it says Rocking the RV Life.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw that as we were pulling out.
So that was a great moment.
It really was. It was very cool.
But you know what? Over the last, I'd say, 6 to 8 months, we've had quite a few unusual things happen to us.
Oh, we have, haven't we? I think we should talk about this.
Yeah.
I think we should start with Mommy Bay.
Okay.
But I think the last one's going to be the best.
Oh.
We're going to save the best for last.
Okay, we'll do that.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about Maumee Bay.
Okay.
So we're in Maumee Bay State Park. It is a great state park in the state of Ohio. Really nice place. And we're just hanging out, and all of a sudden, I see a Class A motorhome coming down the street with its awning out.
Yeah.
And it was like, I ran out real quick and stopped him. And it was an older couple, and they had rented the RV.
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't know a lot about that RV.
No.
And they said, well, we can't get the awning in.
Yeah, so we thought we would just leave.
Yeah, we're just going to drive it like this.
Yeah.
And the awning's hitting trees. And
yeah.
It was really pretty funny, but
yeah,
it was also very serious.
Yes.
So I said, look, I said, what you have to do is you have to put the awning back in before you start the engine. And
right.
So they turned off the engine, and sure enough, the awning went back in, and they were on their way.
Wonder how far they would have gotten.
There were a lot of trees in the area.
Yeah.
That awning would have been shredded.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And, you know, you always hear about people leaving their awning out when there's a lot of wind.
Yeah.
But they were driving.
Yeah, not when they're driving. You don't hear about it when they're driving. It's really funny.
Speaking of Lake Erie, remember the bug problem we had?
Oh. Okay, yeah, this was in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We happened to be staying someplace on Lake Erie.
Yeah, you got to be careful because in late May, when the lake warms up to about 60 degrees, and this is pretty prevalent throughout the Great Lakes.
Right.
Maybe not way up north, but, you know, Lake Erie, Lake Huron,
mm-hmm.
probably Ontario as well. When the lake warms up to about 60 degrees, these little flying insects called midges emerge from the lake.
Yeah.
Now, mostly they become fish food, and they're very harmless.
They are. They don't bite. They don't do anything. They just
get all over everything.
Right.
You know, so if you've got an RV, you know, you'll look at the side of your RV, and there's all these midges all over it.
Now, there's so many that swarms of midges are detected on weather radar.
Yes,
that's how many there are.
Yeah.
So here we are, we're sitting near the lake with the RV, and it is just covered in midges because they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the car, they're everywhere.
We had to leave.
Yeah, we had to leave. Well, wait a minute, we got to put the slides in. We got to, what do we do?
Well, we hosed off the slides and kind of dried them. And then we put them in, and we thought we'd solve the problem.
I thought maybe I would use the blower, because we brought our leaf blower with us. And I thought, okay, let me blow them off. But that didn't work, because then they just came right back on. So we ended up putting the slides in anyway and left, because we had to leave.
So
well,
we're going down the road, and Patty starts freaking out. Oh, there's bugs in here.
Well, here the midges were inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the while he's driving, I got the vacuum, I plugged it in, and I had to, you know, suck them up. Well, we got where we were going. In fact, we were going to a party that day. And before we could leave the RV, I had to vacuum them. There were so many flying around inside the RV because the slides were closed, so it was narrow in here. I even went to the back. I had to go to the back, open up the bedroom slide. They were all in the back bathroom. I vacuumed at least 30 of them out of the shower. It was a nightmare. It was horrible.
Oh,
it just wouldn't stop.
Little heads up about the Great Lakes in late May.
Yes.
All right. Another strange thing. Remember when we were in Arizona we were at this RV park, and they never charged us.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like we go in and go, oh, hey, we podcast and write for a newspaper. And
yeah, they didn't know who we were.
Yeah, we never do anything like that.
No.
But we needed one night, and as we were checking in, I don't know about you, Patty, but I noticed that the two women, they just were not very nice.
No.
You know, and they kept telling us about all the rules.
Yeah. And she took my credit card, gave it back to me.
And here's the first. 10:30 the next morning, they call us.
Yeah, she calls. She's like, you know, checkout time is 11 o'clock. And it's like, we knew. We were actually working on the inside.
You
were getting ready to go out and finish it up.
Right. You are going to leave, aren't you?
Yeah. She was just...
Yeah.
Just a bitch, you know?
It was really weird.
Yeah, but so the funny thing is, the charge never came through.
Good.
So it's like, okay, I'll take it.
In most cases, you know, you're honest about it or whatever, but in this case, yeah, that's karma.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was really nice. Although that did happen one time in the past, and this was about maybe $245, and it was like, ooh, they never charged. And sure enough, 6 months later, it came through.
Oh, yeah, the CPA caught it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Now, let's see, what else has been strange? Oh, we had a strange day at Freightliner in Spokane.
Oh, Freightliner. That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was a very strange day, and that was a nightmare, actually.
Yeah, it was, because we had to get up really early in the morning. We were in Coeur d'Alene, and we had to drive to Spokane.
It was about an hour, I think.
Yeah, it was an hour drive, and
so
we had to get up really early because... Yeah. It was first come, first serve.
Right, and they opened at 7. So we left at 6 in the morning from Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, woke up half the park.
I know, I felt so bad. But it was like, okay, we're on a mission. We're going to get there by 7.
Yeah, because the guy at that truck service center had told us, first come, first serve. Be here at 7, we'll get you right in.
Yeah.
So we arrived at 7. And they were real nice to us, no problem. They check us in. Give us a few hours, go out and explore a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He said, it should be done by 12, 1 o'clock.
And we're thinking, great, because we had a long drive into Washington there, heading west, and we wanted to get there before the sun went down.
Right.
Nobody likes arriving at a campsite when it's dark. It's not fun. We take off and, you know, we're looking around Spokane and, you know, Spokane's a pretty fun city.
Yeah.
I don't recommend the breakfast restaurant downtown.
Oh, so they said, oh, well, here's a great little diner. You can go have breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was downtown and, oh my gosh, it was terrible.
The food was horrible.
It was awful.
Yeah. And then there was a lady that came in with her husband.
Uh-huh.
They were a mixed couple.
Yes.
She was white. He was black.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they sat there. They didn't get waited on.
No, they did not.
And there was hardly anybody in the place.
Yeah, there was just a few tables that were taken. And it was just a small diner. So it was just the one waitress and a cook in the back.
And she got mad.
She stood up and she said, is there a reason you're not taking care of us?
Yeah. And they ended up leaving.
They stormed out. They were really upset.
Well, I wanted to go out in the parking lot and tell them, you know what? You did the right thing. Lucky you didn't eat there. Lucky they didn't wait on you because the food sucked.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and I can hear the cook in the kitchen, he's saying, oh, I can't believe she acted that way. Why did she do that? We didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, yes, you did. The waitress totally ignored him.
Yeah, it's bad
service. She wasn't even doing anything. She was just standing around. She didn't bother to go over there.
But then after that, we kind of did some exploring.
Yeah.
we found this market.
Yeah.
It was really a nice market. But it was really funny because as we pulled into the market, what was there, 10 turkeys?
Yeah, something like that.
That ran across the driveway.
They were just walking through the parking lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so when we went in the grocery store then in the market, you had said something, we were getting a cup of coffee, and you had said something, and the lady said, oh yeah, there's all kinds of them in this neighborhood. They're all over the place.
Yeah, the place was overrun with turkeys.
Yeah.
It was really hilarious.
I mean, those things are big, you know?
We got a text from the Freightliner service place.
Yeah, around 1 o'clock, and oh, it's almost done.
Yeah, it's almost done. Come on back. And you know, normally Freightliner is really good,
mm-hmm.
but this is a truck service center that is also endorsed by Freightliner,
mm-hmm.
and they do all the Freightliner service and everything. So we get back there, and they say, oh, we sent you the wrong text.
Yeah, because we're like ready to go. It's like, okay, we're ready to leave Spokane, and it's like, okay, good, we're just about ready.
Your rig just went in.
Yeah, they just took it in at 1 o'clock,
yeah.
and it had been sitting there since 7 o'clock.
Man, we were so mad.
We couldn't believe it.
So anyway, we killed a few more hours, went back. What was it, around 5 o'clock?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When we finally got out
yeah,
of there?
Yeah, we weren't hearing from anybody, and we finally go back, and there it is sitting in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was all done.
Right.
Nobody bothered to call and let us know. I don't know how long it had been sitting there.
We go in, and there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
Finally, a guy comes out, and he goes, oh.
Yeah, we grab him, and we say, you know, what's going on here? We need some help here. And he's like, oh, there was a change in shift.
Right.
Everybody left. And it's like, what?
So it took forever to get our paperwork to pay them and to leave.
So then the guy takes the credit card to the back to charge us, you know. So he's back there for the longest time, and I was just fuming.
She was hotter than a boiling over radiator.
I was about ready to go back there and find him, and he finally comes walking out, and must have been 15 or 20 minutes later, and I said, is there a problem? And he said, oh, no, I just have to answer the phones, and, you know, I got other things I'm doing. And it's like, what? We're a customer. We just paid you all this money, and you're treating us that way?
Oh, it's terrible service.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So anyway, so by the time we got out of there...
Yeah, it was 5 o'clock. The sun was starting to set.
It was after 5. Well, it was just after 5, and we were going to Moses Lake, Washington, and the sun was setting at 6:30. And guess what? It was an hour and a half to get there.
Right.
So
and
that
guess
means...
who is driving directly into the sun.
Oh, yeah.
On 90.
We're driving. Yeah, Jeff is driving directly into the sun.
We had the shade down. I had to use your sunglasses because mine were in the Jeep.
Yeah, you didn't even have your sunglasses. They weren't even with you. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, I noticed truckers. I noticed cars that were passing us. People are shading their eyes.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, boy, this is an accident waiting to happen here, you know.
But it was not only that, but there were so many bugs.
Yes.
That the windshield was just coated in dead bugs.
But it also helped shield the sun.
Oh, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was our experience in Spokane.
So we got to the campground in Moses Lake right after the sun had set.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to quickly set up. But, you know, we never get to a campground that late. Never. It was just,
yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Nice place, though, Moses Lake.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, really.
But anyway, wait till you hear this last one.
Oh, the last one, the fuel pump buffoon.
Oh, my gosh.
We pull into a truck stop. All the trucks go through the pumps the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go
yeah,
one way.
You have
way,
an arrow.
And what you can do is after you go to the pump, you can pull forward so the guy behind you can move up to the pump. You can go in and get a sandwich or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then run out to your truck and make sure you're gone before the other guy's ready, you know?
Right. Now, this particular station had like about 6 pumps. And as we're pulling up, it looks like they're all full. But there was one in the middle that was empty. So we start going to that.
Right.
You're pulling up to that pump.
And in comes a truck from the opposite direction.
He got there just before us.
Yeah. And he's going the wrong way and he gets the pump. And it's like...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. We were so mad, you
know? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we had to wait for quite a while.
Right. Finally...
So when he was done...
He had to back out.
He backed out.
Because we were there.
Yeah.
And I can't back up. And yeah. I was hell-bent. I'm sorry. I'm not taking off the car or anything.
I tell you, I almost got out. and went over to him and said, "See these arrows? You're coming in the wrong way. You shouldn't have done that." I was like ready to go yell.
Well, I would have given you that Louisville slugger. But yeah, what a buffoon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable the idiocracy that you see on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And everywhere.
And wait till you hear what he caused.
So he delayed us.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually left.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got out of there. We're driving maybe, what, 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Going down 395. And all of a sudden, a truck passes us.
A pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. Throws a rock up. And guess what? Chips the windshield. And we're thinking, oh, boy. All right, we can go to Safe Light and probably get the chip fixed.
Just get it filled in.
And then it started to crack.
And it started. Well, you pulled over to let people by.
Right.
And it was really bumpy. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just went from side to side.
Yeah. But it would have. We could have hit a bump anywhere on the road and it would have done the same thing.
And we realized if he didn't delay us, we would have been fine.
We never would have gotten the rock thrown at our windshield.
Yeah. Now we got to go through that, getting that replaced, which is just a pain in the you-know-what.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because I have a dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent pictures. The insurance company said, did you get the license plate of the truck?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me try to get it off the dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough to see the license plate because I think we need a better dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a long story short, they have the pictures. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll save us $1,000 deductible.
Right. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
We'll see what happens.
So, strange times.
Yes.
And that is it for this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to be back next week with another episode, but you can follow us at rockingthervlife.com, Rocking the RV Life on Instagram, TikTok, and on Facebook under Jeff Kinsbach.
Oh my gosh, Jeff, look out your window.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a Class C.
Yeah, they just pulled in.
Oh, man. You know what? This is funny. This is happening right as we're doing our podcast. This Class C just pulled in. And they're trying to drive it up on a couple of yellow blocks to level it.
Yeah, it's two women.
Oh, no. They're hitting the blocks with a hammer. That's not right. You don't do that.
We better help them.
Yeah, let's go. Man, talk about a strange thing.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.